Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey. It is Wednesday, November 11th, 2020. God bless you. Talking about preparedness. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as I get into the word of encouragement for today, bless those who listen. Maybe you might be one. I might have one listener, but it does not matter. Long as I had that person listen to the word of God. God, continue to bless those that continue to listen to the broadcast, and bless those that are sick and shut in, and those that are coming to and fro. Bless those that are surviving from the coronavirus and those that are being quarantined. I pray for those in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. God bless. Preparedness. We never know what we're prepared for, but in this day and age, many Christians believe that we are now living in the times of the birth pains described by Jesus in Matthew 24. When we hear the word preparedness or preppers, you know, you get an image of what that's like. Do you imagine someone armed to the teeth, gun-toting, camo-clad, wild-looking person living in the middle of nowhere, ready to defend their family and fort from an onslaught of the New World Order? Or do you see men and women spending every spare cent on making canned goods or storing them behind the false walls, getting survivor flu, buying supplies or antibiotics, then going on National Geographic Doomsday's Preppers program, revealing their preps and location for all the world to see? Well, I can understand if this is the image you see when the word preparedness is mentioned. This is how the mainstream media portrays many who do claim to be preppers. And I have to admit, some of these folks do come across a little crazy at times. Indeed, indeed. So what if I told you the Bible talks quite a bit about preparedness and has examples of where God has asked people to prepare? Yep, really, in the Bible. For the Christian, preparedness or being prepared is about so much more than beans, band-aids, and bullets. In fact, I'm not sure I will be able to cover all aspects of what the Bible says about preparedness. But however, much of what I see as God's preparedness for us will fall into what we call spiritual preparedness. And then there are other areas such as the mental, the physical, and the resource. But if you'd like to know more about it, I'll expand a little bit more on it. There are probably some other areas that I have missed, but these would be the broad category raised in the Bible. So where does the Bible talk about God asking people to prepare as a prepper? Well, number one, you got Noah, his story. This is an account in Genesis from chapter 5:32 to chapter 10:1. So what does this portion of the Bible have to say about preparing? So, I mean, basically, God saw that things had gotten out of control and corrupt on earth, more than likely due to the fallen angelic incursion. So in Genesis 6:14, God tells Noah to build an ark of gopher wood, and God tells Noah how to build it. I mean, God could have just gone poof and had the ark already made and set to go. But nope, Noah was instructed to build the ark. The ark was built in preparation for the flood. Moving right along to verse 21 of Genesis 6, God says to Noah, wait for it. As for you, take for yourself some of all food which is edible, and gather it to yourself, and it shall be for food for you and for them. Wow. See, God asked Noah to do some prepping. So there you have it. Prepping is in the Bible. Amen. Another story, and I'm not going to hold you too long, is Joseph, the Joseph report. Long story short, Joseph got the rough treatment from his jealous brothers and was sold into slavery and ended up in Egypt. He ended up in prison on false pretenses after rejecting the advances of the wife of an important official. He got a rep for interpreting dreams and interpreted a dream Pharaoh had. Pharaoh put him in charge of all the important stuff in Egypt. Joseph listened to God, and as per Pharaoh's dream of 7 good years and 7 bad years, and the advice to save a fifth of the abundant crops, God had instructed to Joseph to prep. Amen. This prepping save the bacon, maybe not the best turn of phrase for the Israelites, skin of the Egyptian people, and also those people in nearby land, including Joseph's original family. Again, God asked Joseph to do some prepping, okay? That is preparing. If you are a resource prepper and or not, it may be good to ask God if he wants you to do this. You know, I've had discussions with Christians who think it is weird to prep because only weird people prep, or because God will provide all their needs supernaturally if required, and so on. I think that it is worth remembering that it was only a short time ago that many people, because you did not have fridges and McDonald's and supermarkets, and it is just what people did to survive. However, when I ask Christians who don't prep if they have insurance or lock their car or house doors, they look at me like I'm crazy. I then say, well, why bother? Won't God provide for you if someone steals your stuff or there's a big disaster and you lose it all, I am told then, now that's just silly. Most of the folks don't even have a basic disaster emergency kit. They are not poor or destitute and could not afford to put away a can of spaghetti or beans or rice or water on a regular basis. But they don't because it would never happen to them, really? I now have a picture of an ostrich which its head firmly planted in the sand for some reason. Like many people these days, they just don't want to know because it's really scary to think otherwise. There are Christian folk who believe that God has not prompted them to prep even after asking him if they should. I accept this because they have sought God on the matter. I would still be inclined to have a small emergency kit for natural disasters, though, as this is a common sense thing. So we have had a picture of two biblical instances of God asking people to prep, but there are more on this topic and subject, and you can read for yourself. Amen. Amen. I myself, I am a prepper. Yes, I am. And God knows this. And throughout COVID virus, I have my cabinet stocked with soup, canned goods, and canned things. Not too much of the frozen stuff. If the power did fail, we have a generator. But I'm just saying that you never know what is going to happen. And I've been this way since COVID or before COVID. And I'm telling you about me. Don't necessarily mean you have to go out here and do that. I know I have water stock. I have tissue, towels, everything in stock, and canned goods. I get what I need when I need it. I try not to be greedy. So don't be greedy when you're prepping or preparing. I'm just saying what I do. I don't expect anybody to do as I do. I pray, and God said he has me. I do what I need to do. Just like in the days of Moses when they were going through the plagues, and when they were sitting at the table and the death angel were going through, they had marked their door sills with blood. As that, I anointed my door sills and or with my anointing or throughout the house. And yes, I said God is keeping me and my family safe. So I'm just saying, from one house of God to another home, may God bless you and follow God's instruction when he speaks to you. Hey, that's my word for today. God bless you. I love you. And may he continue to overflow in your house. Amen. Amen. I love you. Yes, I do. From the bottom of my heart, God is good. God is good. May his Holy Spirit redeem you. Amen. And I'll see you Friday with another word of encouragement. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless. Bye-bye.